B-Pod Studios.
If you can't get a good selfie after four, quit.
I listen to y'all all the time. I love you guys. I even got my boyfriend listening too.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Mani, Roy, and Loren show edition of the end of July. It's hard to believe that it's July 27th, 2021. Today is Tuesday.
Right. Oh, my God.
Thank Tuesday. You. I think I thought it was Wednesday.
Okay. Stay. Keep up.
I'm trying.
It's funny. Loren yesterday texted me and said, hey, I need a photographer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, here we
go. I thought she has. Don't you have a photographer?
I have two photographers.
None of them quit?
Well,
no,
one is
not working with you anymore, right?
No, one is out of town for what I need them for.
Sure, she is.
Because I try to book her first, and then my other girlfriend, who I try not to bother. Like, she's so good that I try not to bother her because she's typically really expensive. She had a family emergency, and she was going to help me out with it. But so then I was on the hunt yesterday, but I think I got it all figured out.
Call me crazy, but like, if you have a camera, can't Nicole be your photographer?
Typically yes, but for what I need it for, no.
You need some fancy.
Yeah, I need a little better than just a point and shoot.
Are you doing some boudoir stuff?
No.
I shoot those as well.
Okay.
I bet you do.
Thank you.
You know what's wrong with this shoot is it's just too much clothes.
Take them off.
I mean, your husband's not going to be happy with any of these. Good morning, Roy. What's going on in your world today?
So yesterday, next week I'm going to be in Napa. And I'm very aware that Napa is a trip for me, not my fiance Sterling. He doesn't care about wine like I do. I care a lot about wine. And so I've been trying to get him excited for the trip.
Good.
And so I've been like trying to show him to introduce him to different wines. I've got a lot of different wines at the houses we've been testing lately. And so last night I made a big dinner around this one wine. And he comes in and he sees the bottle of wine. It was airing out. And he comes in and he goes, I'm not in the mood for wine tonight. And I'm like, well, I just spent the past 2 hours making dinner
with this wine.
To pair, like, the wine is kind of, think of wine as like the entree. The wine has to go with this meal.
Right.
Like, yeah. this this is not a wine that, this isn't barefoot. Like,
this is not a sipping wine that we're just going to
you can't just
take down.
This is a very important wine. And I've already opened it.
So what happened?
He forced him to drink a glass, and then I had the rest, the other three glasses.
Good for you.
But yeah, before he even like looks at what I've been doing in the kitchen, he sees the bottle of wine and goes, I'm just in the mood to drink tonight. And I'm like, okay.
That's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I tried to do my wife a favor yesterday. I did a load of laundry, and I did it wrong.
How do you do laundry wrong?
The washing part was okay, but I put some dresses in the dryer that shouldn't have been in the dryer. Yeah. So she wasn't happy with me, and we ate separately. But
are they ruined or are they dried?
They're both.
They're dried, but like,
they're smaller now.
There's two of them that, and she's real busy in August, and she was going to wear them to her shows and stuff, and I don't know. She hadn't tried them on, but she was not happy that I did. You know, and it's a funny thing because I was just trying to help. It was in the wash. I was trying to move things over.
You know what my grandmother used to say? Good intentions pave the road to hell.
I like that.
Amen to that, Grandmama.
I'm going
to
start saying that when people ask me for help.
Helping paves the road to hell for me. I'm out. What about you, Ren?
So last night I recorded a Mommyhood to Menopause podcast with Elena. And it was like her last appearance on my podcast. So the ending was a little emotional for me. But we went through like her whole trip and everything else. So it won't be up. Today it'll be up next Tuesday.
Okay.
So
all right.
But it was hard for me to like sit down and go, okay, but we needed to talk about it. And
When does she leave your au pair?
Honest to God, we don't know yet because it's a whole thing. We called our agency last night and they were like, well, we can only book your flights 7 to 10 days before because if something happens and it gets canceled, you are on your own. And I was like, she's on her own. I'm like, the hell she's on her own. You will rebook her flight if it gets canceled. So I was a little up in arms over that last night too. But
does a day ever go by where you're not annoyed at someone?
No, yeah. I don't think so. Yeah. No.
It just seems to be kind of always on the radar that somebody's trying to dupe you.
Yep.
All right. Hang with us today. It's Tuesday with Maney, Roy, and Lorenz.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Olympics are currently on in the studio here. We're watching men's tennis, Roy, in case you're wondering.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I watched women's soccer this morning.
When we walked in today, you and Nicole were like hooping and hollering.
Yeah, it was women's soccer. Team USA was playing Australia. They played to a 0-0 tie. But I guess that's okay. We're not in the gold medal rounds yet, you know, so this is all just group play, they call it. So a tie or a loss isn't necessarily devastating.
How long is the Olympics? A week or two?
Two.
2 weeks?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of games for the athletes to be constantly competing.
Mm-hmm. And it's different hours, right? I mean, like, Team USA plays basketball at midnight tonight.
Yeah,
you know?
But I would imagine that they got there early enough to adjust to the times.
Yeah, it just sucks for viewing.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nicole's asking about the women's gymnastics, which we can stream today live, but tonight on NBC, it's going to be on WCNC.
Don't even get me started on the schedule.
Right?
I'm all upset about the way they're doing the schedule.
What's really funny is that Roy watched a couple of games and did some play-by-play of sports that he knew nothing about, and we'll play that for you later on this morning. But it's funny, I was listening to it. Roy's like, so the guy's got the ball. What is this? What sport is this?
Sports I've never even seen or heard of.
One threw me off too, Roy, so I understand.
I think we had 8 local athletes. I was doing a little research, and I found 8 local athletes that are in the Olympics. Anna Cockrell's in track and field. Gabby Cunningham is track and field. Michael Smolin does the kayak. You know, the Olympic Training Center is the White Water Center.
So when you say local, you mean to our listening area. Like
they're in the Carolinas, like the Charlotte area. Mm-hmm. They grew up listening to us, Lorraine, is what I'm saying.
Cool.
Ebby Lithbrath is another canoe kayaker. Erica Brown's in swimming. Naya Tapper is a female rugby player.
I wonder if any of them, because doesn't the Whitewater Center train for the Olympics? Like, wasn't that the whole point of them making that center originally?
Yes, I just said that.
I didn't hear you say Whitewater Center.
It's okay. It's early.
Sorry.
Ryder Ryan does baseball. Zachary Loken is a canoe kayak person. So, yes, there's a lot of canoers and kayakers that are from the Charlotte area because that's where they train. Lorraine, where?
The Whitewater Center.
There you go. You can't put anything past you.
This is going to be one of those shows, ain't it?
Maybe.
She's got 8,000 things going on in her head. She needed a photographer for some reason. There's an event that we can't talk about that we're not invited to, which is interesting.
Well, I think we were invited, but not to the one thing, but to the other thing.
Yeah. Okay. okay. What else do you have going on? Child care is a disaster.
Oh, it's still a disaster.
The fact that you're even here is truly an Olympic miracle.
I mean, the fact I bring my service dog in, and I think she works for you.
Yeah, I think so too.
Whenever.
All right, let's do a break. We'll get our first break done. We'll do some commercials, and we're going to come back. And there's an interesting article we found. As online education grows, as more people get their online degrees, there is now a booming billion-dollar industry backing it up.
Okay.
So as you get more and more online degrees, there's another industry that's booming right now in the billions of dollars. We'll discuss it. It's crazy. It's coming up next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Roy, you had an online degree, didn't you?
Yeah. I did. I it's a certificate. I went to Harvard Business School online.
Ooh, right. Fancy.
Yeah.
You're wearing your Harvard shirt now.
I am.
A proud alumni.
Yeah. Can't wait for our reunion.
Well, the reason why I asked this is crazy. As online education grows, there's another booming billion-dollar industry growing along with it. Any ideas what it could be?
Computer, like technologies, maybe?
Yeah, technology, right? Obviously, you need the computer to do the online classes, but it's not. It's a billion-dollar cheating industry centered in East Africa, specifically out of the country of Kenya. there's opportunities for American students to outsource their schoolwork, resulting in this new billion-dollar cheating industry.
Wow.
So many impoverished young people in Kenya invest heavily in their educations, but find it difficult to find work after they finish their studies. Many of them are very bright. Looking for a way to support themselves after going to school, they go into business and helping American students cheat to achieve their online degrees.
Oh my God, could I pay someone in Kenya just to go to my school online and
yes.
get my degree?
Yes, you could, probably.
CBS News reported that they talked to a man in Kenya, excuse me, who would not use his real name. I take that back. This is an American man who pays websites to have Kenyan writers and other people cheat for him. And he's dishing out over $2,000 a month to these Kenyan students.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the name of the website because...
Lauren's like, I use this all the time.
No, but there is... it's like right on the tip of my tongue. But there is like websites that you can go on and like pay people to do video editing.
Fiverr,
yeah. But like I would imagine something like that because you can pay people to blog for you and do like research and everything else. It's kind of like a virtual assistant. I would imagine that if you had a paper to do, you could send it to somebody on Fiverr.
Yeah.
American students pay between $20 and $50 for a page to be written Jeez. By a Kenyan writer.
A page?
In a process known as contract cheating. It's illegal in 17 states, but not illegal at the federal level. And enforcements of this are rare.
I mean, isn't it really just delegating?
No.
I mean, I told you when I was a senior in college in 1997, I had to write a paper for my communications class, like my communications essay,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't, like the AOL had just come out, so there was none of this. The AOL had just come out. Like I was in chat rooms, you know. And then I ended up going to a city called Jackson, New Jersey, and walked into a store, Roy, like a storefront. And inside the store was thousands of papers.
Okay.
And the guy said, what are you here for? I said, communications. He goes, you need to write like your last essay, you know, of your college career. Yes, whatever. It was called the thesis or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, how about how the FCC is trying to keep shock jocks down? I go, how many pages? He's like, 30. Done. Bought it.
Oh, my God.
Then I paid somebody else to retype it for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change the words a little bit so it wasn't a complete plagiarism.
And how much did you spend on
this? Probably $150 at the time.
And now I think you can do it for like $25.
I don't know. These Kenyans are making $2,000 a month.
So to be clear, you're a fraud.
Me?
Yeah.
No, to be clear, like I passed and I just didn't want to do the work.
Because you also faked that you went to a different college.
But you did do that.
I did say that I went to the University of Kansas because I liked their basketball team, and that's where my brothers went. So
yeah, that makes sense.
But that's too hard to bring up on a date. So they go, where'd you go to school? I go, I root for Kansas. I went to Kansas.
Oh yeah.
You know what's funny though is this article again by CBS News talks about how they believe that doctors and medical school students who are doing online courses aren't buying into this. Like they're actually like our American doctors are doing the work. They want it to be clear.
Yeah, well, okay, sure.
It's people like me who have communications degrees that are paying other people to do it.
I think they should do more and more online classes. I was part of a pilot program with Harvard to help them do they're going to eventually do all their school online.
Wow.
Yeah.
And get rid of the campus?
No, good God, no.
Oh.
But they're going to offer more of their classes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, they should. So, all right, let's talk to Nicole because... I'm back from the weekend. Everybody's back from the weekend. And we need to have an update. We saw there was a result in Nicole's dad who drove down to Key West to be part of the Ernest Hemingway lookalike contest. But I don't know the details.
We talked about it last week. I'll fill you in, bud.
Yeah, fill us in on that. Yep. And then I also want to talk to Nicole about her diet that she's doing.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
we
got
to get an update on that, too. All right, don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Lorraine.
So you guys already talked about it. I didn't know exactly what happened. I knew that producer Nicole's dad We thought it was the most random thing ever. He looks like Ernest Hemingway, the author. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge Ernest Hemingway festival in Key West that includes a look-alike contest. So just tell me, I know Dad didn't win, but how did he finish? Like, was he in the top 10 or anything like that?
No, he wasn't. And
wow.
As they had like 15 seconds to, I guess, say a little speech or something.
Okay.
I don't know if it was... I don't really know the specifics of it,
right.
But each person got to do 15 seconds, and he didn't advance from that, and I just think there's got to be politics involved, because he dressed up a couple times and was sending me pictures, and I'm like, there's no way that these dudes look more like it than you do.
In fact, yeah. He was in a picture with a couple other cats, and I was like, those guys don't even look like him, like Ernest Hemingway.
I think he looks, he took a picture, I think it was the 2019 winner.
Yeah.
And I was like... He looks more like him than he does.
Do you think Dad said, like, hey, so good that no one's wearing masks and we're off to the Trump rally and he lost points on that?
No.
No?
What?
I mean, that's what my dad would have said if he got up there.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you think your dad will go back again?
That's a funny joke.
No, 100%. I told him.
I laughed.
I told him that we're going next year.
So you're going to make him re-enter.
Yeah, and I'm going with him.
Yeah, we got to write his speech. We got to help him.
Yeah.
I think there's politics, because he looks just like Ernest Hemingway. And for him to be eliminated first round, that doesn't make sense to me.
And there were hundreds of people who entered this thing,
there are hundreds, and they did on Saturday. They had, I think it's called Running with the Bulls Festival. And
what's your dad up to?
I don't know, but the pictures were just awesome.
Wait, is this just a bunch of old Ernest Hemingway lookalike men running from
actual bulls?
Well, I'm assuming that it's the play on the Spain Festival.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're running from.
Probably, I think it's like a wooden bull.
A wagon of books?
They're throwing Ernest Hemingway novels at them as they run. How's your diet going?
It's good.
Yeah, you've stuck with it? No alcohol?
No alcohol going. This is week 3.
What exactly are you doing? You're doing the hard 75?
Hard 75, but I'm doing, it's more like medium 75, just because it's so, the one that's really hard for me is that with the hard 75 is you have to do 2 45-minute workouts a day.
One
is inside and one is outside, and my schedule just doesn't really allow that. So I make sure to just be active for like an hour a day, whether that's in the gym or like going on a run or something. But then you read 10 pages a day, drink a gallon of water a day. And that's where I'm noticing the most difference, is drinking that much water really does help with everything.
Yeah, that's what they say. Like, sometimes if you're hungry, just drink water, because your body's just calling for something to fill it up, and it could be water with no calories.
Yesterday,
you wash out.
Yesterday, I only had a sip of water before bed.
Oh my God, your pee has to stink so bad.
That's I did have asparagus water? Last night. Yeah, that's the only water, because I had soda and wine.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't healthy. Oh, I think I had tea. That's kind of like water, just flavored.
I went to the bathroom on I went to the bathroom on Saturday at one point. It looked like oil.
That's so gross.
I don't know what to tell you. Clear is supposed to be the best, right?
Yeah, clear, yeah. No smell.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a smell, but man, it wasn't clear. Looked like gravy.
Welcome to the Manny Boy in the Rim Morning Show, where we break down what our urine looks like.
Come on, man. All right, well, good. I'm glad that you're staying off of alcohol. I thought for sure that would be the first thing to fold.
Oh, well, what are you going to do Thursday?
I know. I'm just going to drink water.
No, you can have a gap day.
So, if you don't know...
You can't, because if you don't, you have to start over. That's the other thing, is you have to start 75 days over if you cheat.
That's ridiculous. Thursday, by the way, we're going to be at the Knights game. And we're going to be out on the porch, and you can come join the Manny Moore and the Rim Morning Show and all of our listeners. Just go to charlottenights.com and use special code KISS.
Yep, it's an MRL show takeover at Truist Field. So 6:05, it'll be fun, and we can all go there and drink for Nicole, who won't be drinking.
Right.
All right. Speaking of sports, our buddy Roy watched the Olympics yesterday and recorded audio of himself just flipping through the channels, like watching different sports. So he does the play-by-play. We need a caller to listen to Roy do his play-by-play. Then the caller has to guess what sport it is. So we'll line up the call, 704-570-9595. If you want to work with Roy, listen to him talk about the sport, then guess what sport he's watching. Call us now, 704-570-9595.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What do you normally watch on the Olympics, Roy, when you watch it?
Typically, well, what I care about is girls' gymnastics. But then whatever is on, I'll just kind of look, watch.
I had a good time watching synchronized diving the other day.
That was on last night. That was pretty cool.
I did enjoy that. I do like the water sports the most, especially when it's men.
Yeah. Well, and why not? I mean, beautiful swimmers' bodies. They look great.
Right.
Yeah, we watched the swimming last night, and I guess the big story was this guy from Great Britain, Tim something. I don't know. They said his name 1,000 times. How his husband was in Canada watching with their friends and their newly adopted or surrogate daughter. There was a whole story, but they kept saying his full name.
I saw ESPN post it this morning.
Yeah, Tim something. But Amanda and Dean and I are sitting there watching, and we're like, oh, we wonder what Tim blah, blah, blah is going to do. I can't believe I can't remember his name after they said it 1,000 times.
Tom, maybe?
Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Daly. Yeah, that was it. And Tom Daly. I swear.
I think he's the big star in water sports, isn't he?
He's a diver. He's a synchronized diver.
Yeah.
But he's not American. He's British.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have anybody in our synchronized diving event, in that event. But it was just so funny because they didn't say Tom. They didn't say Daly. It was Tom Daly every time they said his name.
Well, the same thing with Simone Biles. It's always Simone Biles. And then they're also doing this Childs and Biles thing, which I don't like. They're trying to pump up that other girl, which she's okay, but
she's no Simone.
And yeah. I was really disappointed with Simone's family because they would do live shots of the family and her family. Simone Biles is so good; they've created moves after her,
bro. It's also like. But 3 a.m. in Texas, okay. Where her family lives.
Okay, she's so good. They have moves created after her, and they cut to her family, and her family looks like they're half dead.
Wow, this is how many Olympics is this for her? Like, it's not her first. It's you know what I mean? So, like, I'm sure they were really excited and pumped for her first, and now they're like, it's 3 in the morning, we're tired.
It's just so funny. You see some of the families, they're like, they've rented hotel conferences, they're all excited.
Yeah.
You go to Simone's family, and they're like eating potato chips. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Using their gold medals as coasters for drinks.
They're like, we've done this our whole life. We're over it.
Hey, real quick, Newsweek said that Tinder users are changing locations to match with Olympic athletes.
I blogged this morning.
It's funny, right?
It's so funny. And it's actually working.
Now, the people that are changing, you pay what? You pay for premium so that you could change your location?
Yeah, and then they're putting their location, I guess, for the Olympic Village, and they're matching with Olympic athletes.
But to be clear, they're not in Tokyo,
no.
So they're just doing it for fun.
Right.
And now what happened is it's screwing up Tinder inside the Olympic Village.
Right.
Yeah. I paid for Tinder Plus so I could swipe on Olympic Village and date Olympians. This guy said who did it first, Reed Kavner. It seems to have worked for him as the video shows accounts reportedly belonging to Olympians, including the Estonian biathlete Greg Gam and a Canadian swimmer, Katarine Savard. Savard commented on the video with what can be considered a seal of approval, raised arm emojis, right? And then now Olympians are mad because lots of TikTokers have taken to the comment sections to say they don't live in near the village, but they would love to date them, so it's screwing them up.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can match now because you don't know who's from Tokyo and who's, like, somewhere else.
Hmm. Oh, no.
I mean, they found a way to beat the system.
And then the last thing that's kind of funny but sad and embarrassing, too, is a woman who, I think she was from Norway. Her last name was Van Luten. She won a medal for cycling. She crossed the finish line and held her hands up in, you know, elation because she'd won the gold medal, or so she thought. She even did a TV interview thinking she'd won the gold medal. The problem is she finished 75 seconds behind the gold medal winner, who was so far ahead she completely lost sight of her in the cycling. When I crossed the line, I thought she'd won, she said after the race. I'm gutted. Gutted doesn't even begin to describe how much it sucks when you think you won gold, and yeah, you actually just came in a distant second, she was quoted as saying.
I don't know. I watched a cycling event, and when the girl, I guess somebody who they thought was going to win the whole thing wrecked, and the girl who crossed the finish line, I mean, it was the most dramatic thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I'm really dramatic. But I was here for it. Like, she is, like, laying on the ground, hyperventilating. I'm like, you go, girl.
That's so funny. I love it. She's like, I won gold. And the announcer's like, well, actually, silver. But hey, be proud.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I got a medal.
This is the MRL Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
Here we go. All right, 30 minutes away from Can't Beat Loren. But we got to talk about Bennifer 2.0, Loren.
Oh, this is so painful for me. And I'm still convinced that it's a publicity stunt. But let's suspend my reality for a moment and talk about when you dated the ex.
Yeah, I mean, they are back. They are going strong. They're officially Instagram official.
Yeah.
And
which I also think was very calculated.
Oh, my
whatever.
Gosh. I mean, I know there's upsides to dating the ex, and we're going to jump to the phones here in a minute at 704-570-9595. But there's upsides to dating the ex, right? Like, one of them would be, you know, all the freaky stuff that goes on behind closed doors. So you don't have to bring that up with anybody new.
Right, you already know what it's like in the bedroom.
Right.
Okay.
Two would be like, you probably already know each other's families. So there doesn't need to be a whole new reintroduction again. Yeah, and you don't have to start from scratch.
But it is awkward to go back to the family.
Yeah, I would imagine it's very awkward to go back to the family.
But you know everything about their family and they know everything about your family. You don't have to reintroduce them and be like, that's Uncle Mike. Remember, he drinks a little much. Wait till you see. When you go back, you know Uncle Mike drinks. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be reintroduced.
You know, my cousin dated this guy, and then she broke up with him, and then my cousin's sister dated the same guy.
Mm.
Awkward.
And so, and I remember that her family was totally cool with it, and I even remember going, that's weird.
You thought it was a red flag.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's weird. He's jumping through the sisters.
Did anybody here go back to an ex?
No.
Nicole, no?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just to knock one out?
No, but I will say, and I'm probably...
How old do you think she is?
I know, right? No, but I will say to that point, Roy, that I feel like a lot of people think that it's easier to move backwards.
To go forward.
Yeah. Because you're not adding to a number. And maybe you do just need to knock one out.
I mean, I kept going back to my high school sweetheart, but that was just basically her breaking up with me and going, I'm going to college. And then when she would come back, I'd be like, hey, do you want to hang out? And she would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she'd go back to college again for another semester, it'd be over.
Let's go to Anonymous in Gastonia. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Did you ever go back to the ex?
So, actually, very fast forward time. You guys have gone a lot of time. My wife and I dated, on our third time of dating, got married. We have known each other about 10, 11 years. First time we ever met was actually on Crowder's Mountain with a group of friends. We tried dating, but I wasn't ready. So I walked the second time. There was a lot of things happening. So she walked, and there was in between those times, it was about a 4-year span. And then, last 2019, I sent her a message and said, hey, you want to hang out? And, there was some family stuff going on, and we ended up starting dating, and we've been married a year and a half now.
Wow.
Wow. And how long were the breaks in between?
So we first dated in 2011, I think, or 2010.
Hmm.
And then we started dating again in, like, 2015 or 2016. And then 2019. So that was, like, years in between.
Yeah. Huh.
He said, though, but he just wasn't ready.
Yeah. All right, Anonymous, and it's working okay now?
Oh, dude, let's put it this way. We were supposed to get married in August of last year, but because of stupid COVID and people freaking out, we ended up getting married the day that Gaston County shut down.
Okay.
So we eloped. And,
man, oh, good.
Marriage is one of the coolest things I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, the more I talk to people, everyone's like, you should elope. Like, they're like, that's like the best option.
Yeah, a lot of people think you already did, including our own Loren.
Let's welcome Brooke in Charlotte. Brooke, you're on with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Did you ever go back to the ex?
I did. I actually married my ex who cheated on me when I was pregnant.
Oh,
yeah, I know. And that wasn't it. I mean, he actually slept with my friend and they even briefly dated. But I always knew he was the one. So I went back and now we're married.
Did you need therapy? Real question, not being sassy.
I mean, a little bit, because so after we had our son, he actually moved away. So I was a single mom for like 2 years. I went to therapy, worked on myself, but I feel like, you know, he was always the one and everyone makes mistakes. And so when he texted me, I gave him another chance and it's great. We have two kids now.
I so admire you, Brooke. And Loren is packing up to go home because she's heard enough for the day. She would never go back, but especially being cheated on while pregnant.
I would just need a lot. Like, you needed a little therapy. I would need daily, like, hours-long sessions.
But Brooke did it for the family. You know, she said she knew it was right. She wanted to have dad. And
she also said that she knew he was the one. So it's not like she just went back for the kids.
Yeah.
If he cheated again, would you be able to forgive him?
I think so.
Wow.
Don't let him hear you say that.
But I really do. It's like, you know, when you meet that person and you just, the first time you meet them, you know that they're the one. And I just feel like we were young and now we've grown up. And so I hope he doesn't do that again. But
so, Brooke,
yeah, I love him.
Why not just have an open relationship then? Because, I mean, if he did cheat on you again and you would just forgive him again, then.
Yeah. Would you be open to an open relationship?
I mean, we did get married, so I do take those vows seriously. And I think he does as well. I mean, I have confidence that he does. So I don't want an open relationship. I don't think he does. You know, I really think my friend was a mistake. And it just we've moved past that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you've had no reason to think he's cheating otherwise since then.
Right.
Good.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's been really happy.
All right. Good for you, Brooke. Thank you so much for the call and good luck with everything.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, why can't we all be more like Brooke?
No, I cannot be like Brooke, and I don't want to be like Brooke, to be quite honest with you.
Forgive, forget, and do what's right.
No.
Regardless of circumstances.
No. I can forgive, but I sure as hell won't forget.
Thank you, Roy.
You're right. I'm afraid to go to commercial now. Getting the eyes over here like I'm the crazy one.
Both of us.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you, and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
A lot of people are texting in about Brooke, who we heard from earlier. Brooke said that she was cheated on while she was pregnant. Her boyfriend, it was his baby, cheated on her with her best friend. And now they're back together and married. And then Loren had a shocking follow-up question that we got a shocking answer to. If you missed it, go listen to it on the replay and hear what everyone's talking about with Brooke. Like someone says, I know it's not radio appropriate, but that B is crazy. Brooke is off a rocker, someone else said.
Mm-hmm.
And then another person said, I kind of understand Brooke. Sometimes you want the dad in your life, regardless of the circumstances.
I do not. I do not understand.
No, you guys made that clear.
Fine.
We got into this conversation about dating the ex after the whole Bennifer 2.0 thing. And I really do think Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are going to get married.
No, I really do.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking.
No, this is it.
Nope.
This is it.
Nope. I kind of hope so, too. I like them together.
Guys, I hate to tell you, this whole thing, it is a publicity stunt. Like, Ben Affleck has a movie coming.
Yeah, but he needs Matt Damon for that movie, not Jennifer Lopez.
And he does have Matt Damon. They're both doing it.
704-570-9595. When'd you go back to an ex?
Lacey and Hickory, welcome to the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show. Tell us about that grandpa.
So my grandpa married my grandma twice. My grandma's actually his second and fourth wife.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they got divorced, got back together, and then they actually got married again. They renewed their vows, so they technically got married three times.
That's wow. cute. I'm actually down for that. That's
what would
cute.
The what was like one of the reasons for divorce? Infidelity?
Well, the first time they got divorced, my grandpa actually cheated on my grandma with his third wife.
See, you have to know good follow-up questions to be good in this business, you guys. That's right. That's awesome, Lacey. Thanks for the phone call.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Siobhan, welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
You were great. You're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Okay.
She never played before, but she plays in the car a lot. She says she does pretty well.
All right, Siobhan, it's a little different when you're playing live. So don't let these boys get into your head.
All right.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorenz.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio. She crushed Roy's service dog.
All right, and she is gone from the studio.
All right, here we go. Siobhan and Charlotte, this swimmer is the most decorated Olympian ever, who retired in 2016 with 23 gold medals. He said there's only one thing that will ever bring him back to swimming again in the Olympics. That would be his sons. Who are we talking about?
Ryan Phelps.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Phelps.
Okay, I'll take the last
part. Yeah, okay.
The first part I wouldn't have.
Ashton Kutcher's promoting his new animated series with a series of funny Instagram videos featuring his wife, which is whom?
Kunez.
Okay. Gwen Stefani and exed Gavin Rosdale reunited, but they kept their distance at their son's football game. It's the first time they've actually seen each other since she married whom?
Oh, man, the country singer guy. Blake. Is it Blake Shelton?
Question number four. Lots of people have, you know, been fighting during quarantine. And celebrities are no different. Sophie Turner revealed that her and her Joe Bro hubby fought over Legos. Which Joe Bro is she married to? Which Jonas brother?
I don't even know any of their names. Yeah, I have no clue.
Okay, question five. This superstar with hits like Bad Guy, Therefore I Am, and Ocean Eyes has been confirmed for a upcoming BBC special. What artist are we talking about?
Oh, man.
Bad Guy, Therefore I Am, and Ocean Eyes.
Are those songs?
We play them on the radio.
The Weeknd. I have no idea.
Okay, not a bad guess. Come on in, Lorraine. How do you think you did, Siobhan?
Poorly.
You think you did horribly?
Yeah. How'd she do?
She got three because I'm generous.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's see what Mr. Generosity offered up here.
Okay.
This swimmer is the most decorated Olympian ever. He retired in 2016 with 23 gold medals. He said there's only one thing that can make him swim again in the Olympics, and that's his sons. Whom are we speaking of?
Michael Phelps.
That is correct. It's 1-1. She first said Ryan Phelps. She then secondly said Phelps, and I took Phelps.
Okay.
That was generous.
Very generous.
Okay.
We're taking it. It's question one. We try and make that the sure. easy one. Ashton Kutcher's promoting his new animated series with a series of funny Instagram videos featuring his wife, which is whom?
Mila Kunis.
2-2.
Gwen Stefani and her ex, Gavin Rosdale, reunited but kept their distance at their son's football game recently. It's the first time they've actually seen each other since she married whom?
Blake Shelton.
That's right. 3-3.
And lots of people have fought during quarantine. We all know that. Celebrities are no different. Sophie Turner revealed that she and her Joe Bro hubby fought over Legos. Which Joe Bro is she married to?
She's married to Joe.
That Jonas. Is correct. No answer from our friend Siobhan on that one. It's 4-3.
And question five, the superstar with hits like Bad Guy and Therefore I Am and Ocean Eyes has been confirmed for an upcoming BBC special. What artist are we speaking of?
Billie Eilish.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Siobhan said The Weeknd. Not a bad guess. Final score, 5-3. Lorenz, you have 65 wins.
Siobhan.
Gotcha. I'm Siobhan from Charlotte. I cannot beat Lorenz.
Thanks for playing, Siobhan.
Thanks, guys.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hannah,
you sent us an email. You're a girl after my own heart because you've already confronted your boyfriend, Chris, over panties that you found in his pocket. What is going on?
So we've been dating for a little over 2 years, and yeah, I was doing laundry, and I found like a pair of panties that weren't mine, and definitely weren't his, in his front pocket.
We didn't think about that. But maybe also, they were his.
I feel like we're open enough that if they were his, he would tell me about it.
Okay.
He used to have this like really long beard that he was super into, and all of a sudden, like, he shaves it off. He buys new clothes. Like, he's just kind of like becoming a different person.
Transforming.
And then on top of that, yeah. And then on top of that, like, finding panties in his laundry, it's just, you know, it's all too much of a coincidence.
So did you confront him and ask him about it?
I did. And he said he had no idea what was going on or where that came from.
And how's your relationship right now? You know, since you confronted him.
I mean, like, he's gone. Like, it feels like he's gone more than he used to be.
I think we have enough here.
Especially with the panties. My gosh. Okay, let's give him a phone call. It's important, though, if we call him and he doesn't send the flowers to you, remain silent, quiet, because what he puts on the card could tell a lot about the relationship, okay?
Yeah.
Hannah, do you have someone in mind that it could possibly be?
No, honestly. He works mostly with men, so there's nobody like that comes to mind straight away that it could be.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris.
This is him.
Hey, Chris. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, it's all right.
Well, Chris, I'm calling with some great news. We are running a Instagram tag contest. We're a new company. We're just trying to get our name out there. And I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected your handle.
Okay.
Do you have someone that you would like to send these romantic roses to?
Do you want her name?
Yes, please.
Can you send them to Ashley?
Okay, to Ashley. And I also have a card to go with these romantic roses. Chris, what would you like to write to Ashley on the card?
Something like, this has been the best time of my life. You're the best. I love you so much.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm sorry, which Ashley is this? Is this Ashley? No, it's not.
Hello.
Chris, you're on War of the Roses with the MRO Morning Show. It's where we bust cheaters. Hannah's on the phone. Hannah, do you know this Ashley?
Yeah, that's my best friend.
Oh, good.
What? Yep.
I'm sorry. I met her, like, we talked at the Halloween party when you weren't there, and things just kind of, went off from there. I'm really sorry. Like, recently I can't even tell, like, if you're that into me. Like, I get it. Like, I shouldn't have done what, like.
No, you're
what
not I making did, a lot of sense right now. You're just kind of saying words. Like, I feel like the past, like, month, like, you're a different person, and, like, Ashley's not even talking to me, and it's just, you guys are just, like, it just feels like everyone's turned against me, and it's just because you guys are off together.
So, it's Hannah, you haven't heard from Ashley either?
Mm-mm.
That's what I hate about this, because you lose, you know, significant other, and you lose a best friend.
Yeah.
So, my life is just kind of over right now.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
You're going to be fine.
That's not true. There's better. You know what? Because they were never your friend to begin with. A real friend would have never done that. So if anything, this is a blessing, because you now know. You now know. You don't have to waste your time with these fools.
Yeah.
You can go find people that actually care about you and love you.
I feel like I just put a lot of time into my relationships and my friendships, and it's just the biggest betrayal from everyone.
I know I don't expect you to forgive me, like, immediately, maybe, but please think about it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, everybody makes mistakes, but I think...
So, what do you mean everybody makes mistakes? You're, like, apparently in love with my best friend, so...
And Chris, why do you need her? Like, I don't understand. Are you trying to get back with Hannah, or you just selfishly want her to forgive you?
Ashley and I, like, we still want to be friends with you. Like, it doesn't have to be.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, no, f*** you. No, absolutely not.
This I think she's all set, Eeyore.
Eeyore?
That's what he sounds like to me.
All right, Chris, there's no roses. He's gone. Ashley, that was, Hannah, that was a horrible, horrible way to find out. And we can say it, but I feel like this one's different. At least now you know. But if you need anything, anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
MRL! Hey! I listen to you every morning.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
MRL!
We're talking worst summer jobs.
Hmm.
And we're in the middle of summer now. Well, actually, we're probably towards the end. I think a lot of the college kids will probably start heading back in the next weeks, you know, coming up. So a lot of you have summer jobs or took summer jobs or still working those summer jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I know had a son who quit their summer job after 2 weeks because they couldn't take it. They said it was the worst job ever.
Wow. You know, I had a pretty hard summer job. Pretty, like, labor, physically difficult summer job. I was an electrician's assistant.
Okay.
And in the summer, you have to, like, wear pants and for that job. And you spend the majority of your time in attics and crawl spaces.
Okay.
Surprisingly. Like, you know, not a lot of the calls are
right.
Simple inside ceiling fan fixes.
Right,
it's like
right,
you have to
yeah.
run cords or do a whole service upgrade, digging holes. I mean, it was a lot of labor in the hot heat sun and the hot stuffy attic.
I feel for those HVAC guys,
yeah.
same thing. You know, crawling in crawl spaces, working in attics. This guy, this boy, though, he's a freshman in college. He's going into his sophomore year, so this was his summer job, which sounded really cool to me. He was a pool maintenance guy. He joined, like, you know, one of those companies for the summer who goes around to put the chlorine in the pool. They check the water levels and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But he said it was the worst job because you got to lug hoses. And when you're vacuuming the pools, no pool is covered. Every pool is wide open in the middle of the sun and all day long.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point of a pool.
You're standing on the hot walkway looking at the pool, but you can't go in the pool.
Right.
You're just servicing it. And I go, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
That is a terrible summer job because it teases you because you can't dip your foot in the pool.
And I know I've told you guys about my terrible summer job before where I was working in Florida in the summer on the beach carrying huge trays as a server and the wind would come and just take your whole, I mean, one of those huge oval trays and you don't have regular like flatware on it. It's like all cardboard cups of like French fries and stuff. So when that wind would come, it would just take everything with you, spill garbage all over the beach, and you have to go back and start from square one.
Pick up the garbage.
Yep.
And then go back and get everybody's orders.
Yep.
And they all saw it too. They're like, our drinks are here.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they get flown away. Like, oh. Mm-hmm.
I'd quit if I was the server and that happened.
Yeah, how long did you work that?
I did it for 2 years, but the summers were the worst.
Yeah.
Because it's so hot on the beach.
But you stayed for the tips.
Oh, yeah. The tips were great.
Yeah. See, this kid that was working the pool company wasn't getting tips.
That's true.
I didn't even get paid. How about that? Mine was a life lesson. My parents wanted me to learn something. Mine was, you got to go do something. You can't be stupid, you know, in this house. So you go work with Buford and learn a thing or two.
That's so funny. There's probably a bunch of summer jobs that you guys had that sucked, but we're not here. You know, we're not thinking about it right now. What are they? 704-570-9595.
Well, you got a text here from 828 that says asphalt paving.
Oof. Oh, that's got to be even hotter.
Oof.
Yeah.
But I do love the smell of asphalt. It's so good. I roll down the windows. I breathe it in.
I agree with him, dude. There is something. 485 is being paved right now, and I'm like windows down on my way into work.
Okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, we are the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Morning Show. What's the worst summer job you had? Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595.
My friend's son quit his job. And I was like, well, what was he doing? He was a pool maintenance guy for the summer. And I was like, well, that sounds awesome. You're around pools, you're around water all day. He's like, yeah, but you're standing, no pools shaded. Mm-hmm. You're standing on the hot concrete asphalt, cleaning pools, maintaining pools, and then you're going to the next one and doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's torture.
Let's go to Matt in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wren Morning Show.
Matt.
Hello.
Sorry, there he is. Hey, Matt.
Oh, there we go. Hey, Matt. Welcome. Hello. You're on. Tell us about that worst summer job.
Yeah, I did concrete work for 2 summers. My dad owns a concrete business, so at 16, I was, I think, 130 pounds, bending and cutting rebar and pouring concrete.
Working with all these big monsters, guys.
Mm. Yeah, and pretty much just about everything weighed about as much as I did, so it was challenging.
Oh, bless you.
It sounds labor intensive.
Matt, do you work for the company still?
No, I do not. Now I work in the mortgage industry.
Okay. All right, cool. Because it's funny that you say that, because I know the guys, the Active Waste, it's a free plug for the garbage company that I use. And Active Waste had these 2 kids that got off the truck the other day. And I like to bring them waters. And there were these 2 young kids that looked like they came right out of college and they're working for the summer. I'm like, summer jobs? And they're like, yeah, summer jobs. I was like, well, it's not so bad. At least you're on the recycle truck. It's not like it's gross, dirty garbage, you know. I was like, here's some water. They go, yeah, mom and dad own the company. So, like, we kind of have to own our child, you know, like work our way up.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
And you should. Like, if your parents own a company, you're going to get the company. You should do everything in that company you know. 803 says, my first job, 2 years, dry cleaners, no AC, hot steam presses, dryers all day long, drive-through door open and closed all day, miserable. 980 says that my 16-year-old is doing masonry for a summer job.
Yeah.
So we just talked to somebody who was doing that. this is good.
I was a sign holder on the weekends and during the summer, rain or shine. The pole was bigger than I was, and the wind would near knock me down.
those people that spin the signs on the corner and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, or you hold it with the pole, business going out of store going out of business. Yeah, I mean, listen, stick it out. If you're listening to us right now and you're heading to your summer job, you only got a couple weeks left before you go back to campus and start spending all that money on beer. So good for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yo, what's good? I'm 24K Golden.
What's up? It's Doja Cat.
Hey, I'm Olivia Rodrigo.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Got a big night coming up on Thursday.
Yep. We are going to be taking over the Charlotte Knights, and we invite all listening to join us. Thursday, 6:05, first pitch. Is that right? First throw?
Yeah.
First pitch.
I'm throwing out the first pitch, by the way.
Some grievances.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
Like, why do you get to throw
out the first pitch? I don't know. I got the email that said I'm bringing Nicole in too because she's our producer. I got the email that said games at 6:05. You guys should get there between 5:30 and 6. And Manny's throwing out the first pitch.
Hey, you're not throwing out the first pitch.
Why can't we all throw out the first pitch?
I'm okay with that, but they asked me to do it. I don't know. I didn't put in for it.
Well, they just picked someone.
What probably happened is they asked someone on our side, can somebody throw the first pitch? And your name was thrown out there.
Oh, yeah, Manny.
Yeah, why do you think I'm the one that gets to throw out the first pitch?
Because you're not a girl.
No.
Because you're not fat like me.
Oh, my God. I would say because you probably have the best relationship with the Charlotte Knights in general and that they know you over there.
Tommy loves me. If I could pick up the phone, I'll call Tommy. He'd answer.
I agree, but I don't think Tommy picks out the first pitch every game.
Well, you should have seen all of our faces when we found out that Manny was going to be throwing out the first pitch. We were like, whoa, 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 whoa.
You want to do it? I'd love to watch you do it.
Have you seen us? We like the spotlight on us, too. I would do it, although I don't want to embarrass myself.
Oh, but then if it's really bad, then it might go viral. So you might.
Oh, no.
Loren, would you throw out the first pitch?
Heck yeah, I would.
We should just let her do it.
But I need to know because I ain't thrown a baseball in a really long time, so I need to get in the backyard with a ball and a glove just to make sure I don't embarrass myself.
I told Sterling that I may be throwing out the first pitch because I had to make it seem like cool that I was doing it, not Manny. And he's like, you know, we should go out in the backyard and practice. And I'm like, I don't even have a ball to practice with. We'd have to go to Dick's Sporting Goods
to even practice. You don't have a tennis ball laying around, nothing?
There is no balls at our house.
Callie doesn't have a ball.
Yeah, your dog? You can't throw a squeaky ball?
There's no sports gear in my home. I can assure you that.
Nicole, didn't he just answer the question as to why didn't he get asked to throw out the first pitch?
Yes, I mean, but you know,
you're making a crazy argument for it right now.
Here's the thing. I at least want the opportunity to tell them no. Don't just assume I'll say no.
I want to feel wanted.
Give me, yes, let me tell you no.
I'm just glad that now Charlotte gets a glimpse of my life. What you have to deal with all of us. We are a lot. We're a lot. First step is admitting. As much as we are on the radio, the show doesn't stop when the microphones go off.
When Nicole came in here and said, Mames throw out the first pitch, and Loretta was like, why?
What?
Why?
Nicole, honestly, be honest with us, right? You didn't think that was going to be the reaction, right? Wouldn't you, in your head, like...
Like, to me, it's common sense that Manny throws out the first
pitch.
And
these two are going, good, I don't want to go down there. Like, why would I want to throw out the first pitch?
Well, no, I think everyone would be down there, but you would do it.
But I want...
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with being able to be down there.
That's what's going on!
It's not like you guys are going to watch from the nosebleeds.
I prefer that. I feel more comfortable if they weren't with me.
Because you know we'll heckle you.
Can Roy be in the bathroom when I throw the first pitch? So listen, you guys, we'll have the first pitch thing figured out, but we want you to come party with us. And quite honestly, a little bit behind the scenes, the Knights are excited that we're coming, so we want to pack the house with our takeover. Yeah. We wanted to do this. We wanted to come up with a reason for us to get all of us together after the pandemic year. What can we do? So we came to the Knights, and we're like, hey, we want to host a night there. No pun intended. Uh-huh. And they were like, how many people can you bring? We were like, a lot. So we want to pack the house. We want to pack our little area, the home run porch, with you guys. And Roy, how can people get tickets once again?
Go to charlottenights.com. Use code KISS. That's how you get into the special area to come hang out with us. And tickets are only $11. The first pitch, once we get done bickering about who's doing that, 6:05 start time. But yeah, join us. Listen, I want to see more people other than my mom there, our only fan.
Right, yeah.
Is your mom coming?
She may. They may be coming in town because my family is coming in this week.
Yeah, I got family coming in too. So it should be fun. There'll be a lot of us. So we want you guys to come out again. It's like we just want to give you one giant hug. Like we've missed seeing you guys so much. And right now you can get tickets for both games, by the way. It's a doubleheader for $11, charlottenights.com, and use promo code KISS.
What if we all throw the ball at the same time, and then whoever's the catcher gets to pick which ball he wants to catch?
We can pitch that idea. All right, let's do a break. We'll argue about this more inside the break. And then when we come back, I want to show you guys something because I'm getting emails, and I think it's spam. But it seems so legit.
Oh.
I actually posted a picture of what I'm getting spammed on our Insta at the MRL show. So go look at the story.
Oh, no. You're getting old. It's not a real print, buddy.
No. No, but it's a real app.
Oh, okay.
And they want money. And I'm like, well, okay. All right. Go check it out now if you can at the MRL show. We'll discuss next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
You guys use the Cash App?
No.
I use Venmo.
Right.
Yeah.
Zelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Cash App.
I've never used it.
And the emails don't stop coming to me. It says, hi, I accidentally paid you $65. Wrong person, sorry. Right? And then, well, first I saw one that said, Billy Johnson paid you $65 through the Cash App. So I go and I look, and I don't have the Cash App downloaded, but it is on my cloud, which means I did have it at one point.
Okay.
I probably bought a birthday cake or something, and Amanda's like, Cash App this person.
Mm-hmm.
Can't everybody just be on Venmo, please?
I agree.
So this is on the heels of my PayPal thing that happened a couple weeks ago where somebody hacked into Amanda's Facebook page, got the PayPal, and bought like a scooter, $1,700 worth of jewelry, a couple purchases at Walmart. Well, that was another thing. I'm in a dark spot here. I'm in a dark spot here with people having a go at my account through different apps and nonsense. But anyway, so it says Billy Johnson paid you $65 for the Cash App. And then I go and I double check and I don't have the Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
But it is on my cloud. Now I keep getting reminders. Billy Johnson is requesting $65 from you. And the reason why I have a half a thought that this might have been a legit accident is because I have used it at one point, the Cash App. And two, we're talking $65. We're not talking $265 or...
But does it start at $65 and then...
I don't know.
They and then have it says, your information.
It says further action is required to accept this payment. And then when I'm afraid to click continue, obviously.
You don't click anything in the email.
No, right? Okay. So I haven't done that. And then it says amount, then it says an identifier, and then it says squareinc.com. And when I Googled squareinc.com, it comes up as the Cash App company. So I don't know, and I feel bad if this person accidentally paid me instead of someone else, then I feel bad. But then I'm thinking about it, and I go and I get the Cash App, right? I download it from the cloud to see if it, like, signs me in, and it doesn't. It doesn't have my account number. It doesn't have my name. It doesn't know anything about me. So I deleted the Cash App again. Like, I didn't go too far. I didn't sign up or anything. So there's no way she could have paid me or he could have paid me if I'm not already connected with my account, right?
I don't know.
Well,
thank you, Roy.
So I don't know if Cash App is the same way, but when...
I have no help from the corner over there.
None. But when I made a purchase a couple weeks ago, and I had to... This person didn't have Venmo, so I had to Zelle them. Well, I ended up Zelling the phone number of the person that I was dealing with, but he wanted me to Zelle his wife. So when I Zelled his phone number, this money like kind of went out into limbo, and then it just... stayed there. And when he told me like, oh, no, not me, my wife, I was like, oh man, because that was like I don't want to pay this guy twice.
Sure.
So I had to call my bank. They walked me through canceling it on my bank account side. So maybe this person can do something on his side if you don't accept
it. Just ignore it. It's probably a scam.
I'm thinking that, and I continue to get the emails, and I do feel bad because mistakes happen.
Right.
You know, producer Nicole had somebody Venmo her like $1,000, and she didn't do anything with it, and it just sat in her account for like a year, and then she transferred it.
Yeah, because they were trying to get her... to Venmo back the $1,000, and they were then going to cancel the initial $1,000 transfer, so then they would then be plus $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting that it's a scam.
Yeah, it's a scam.
So I'm not messing with it. What'd you do with that $1,000, by the way?
Went to Thailand.
I just want to say I love you guys. I just want you to know that.
Oh, my God, I love you guys! I love you guys!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Am I being scammed or not? That's the question that I put out there to you guys. I've used the Cash App before. I currently don't have my account connected to it. When I went to sign up for it, I had to re-download it off of my cloud, you know, the app.
I feel like you have questionable judgment when it comes to your finances.
I think you have questionable judgment when it comes to suspicious emails.
I normally don't get that many, but look at this one, you know, and it's like, there is a such thing as the Cash App, right? So that's not fake.
Right, but I remember that the company tested you and sent you a fake email. You clicked it, and it said, oh, you would have been hacked because this was a test.
Sorry, I find MILF nudes attractive to me, okay? That's why I clicked it. You give me the click, I'll click it. Wait, you can't say MILF on the air? You can say MILF on the air.
I don't know, I just didn't expect it.
Well, neither did Lorraine. She's picking herself up off the floor.
Okay.
Now, the thing that's suspicious about this is it says, reminder, Billy Johnson sent you $65 on this date, and then I got another one that said she accidentally sent you, and I'm saying she because it's I.E. Billy. She accidentally sent you $65. She wants it returned. She's like, sorry, wrong person. And that all seems legit to me because that can actually happen. Although 704 says it's a scam. 910 texted in and said Cash App is life.
Okay.
336 says my Facebook just got hacked over the weekend and they deleted my whole account. I'm going to tell you, 336, the same thing happened to my wife. Turn off any kind of apps that you had connected to your Facebook page, money apps, because our PayPal got hacked because it was connected through Facebook.
Does that not sound familiar?
What a terrible, terrible idea, too, but it's so convenient.
If the person did accidentally send you the money, okay, number one, I don't know how many Steve Maneys are out there in the world, but I can't imagine there's that many. But
well, my handle is SexyDude2130.
Right.
So you know.
There's a lot of sexy dudes. if it is real, then guess what? They lost. Snooze, you lose.
Right. Yeah.
You should be more careful. Shame on you. If it's a scam, you just got saved.
I think there's a way. If they did accidentally do it, let them figure it out. Because there, I'm sure, is a way for them to get in touch with their bank and dispute it on their side.
Sure.
Without you getting involved and possibly opening yourself up to a hack.
I agree. 704 says, I'm pretty sure that if you don't have the Cash App account, they can't send you money. So it sounds fake.
Well, but you have an account.
I do, it's not connected.
Yeah, but you have an account. You could probably send the account money.
But that's what happened with my Zelle the other day, and I was able to do it through my bank.
Yeah.
803 said I accidentally sent half of my rent to a random person instead of my boyfriend on the Cash App, but I was able to cancel it when I realized it. And so 4 is like, Manny, don't be naive. Don't be dumb. It's a
scam.
Leave
the ball in their court. And then in 6 months, if it's still there, then go take your $65.
We'll go to lunch, right?
Right.
I wonder if anyone else, like Nicole got $1,000 put into her account, and she actually spent it. She just said she spent it on the Thailand trip. Mm-hmm. I wonder who else out there got not where you accidentally sent an amount to someone, but where you got money that wasn't yours, and it was legit. Like it went into your account through one of these apps, Zelle, PayPal, Cash App. Venmo.
704-570-9595. I know with Venmo, we are always sending each other too much money because, like, we'll request $40, but we accidentally send $40.
Mm-hmm. Because the pay button and the request button need to be different colors on Venmo, and they're not.
They're right side by side.
Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. When did you get money from someone, and what did you do? Nicole took it and went to Thailand. Did you turn it back? Give it back? Do you call the Cash App and say, hey, I got this money? No, right?
No.
We're humans. We spend it.
Yeah.
All right.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Roy's fiance is all up in arms about what happened with the women's gymnast team live this morning. It'll be on primetime tonight, so we won't go into too many details. But we did mention earlier some breaking news, Roy.
Simone Biles is pulling out of the Olympics. For now, what people are saying is maybe mental health reasons.
Mm.
Do you think that they would let her, truly pull out at this point? Or do you think if it is a mental health thing, she's just freaking out and they're like, just relax, hold on a second, let us get you a therapist or somebody to help you through this moment?
Well, what I heard was that she's out of the team competition, which is going on now.
Okay. Yeah. Because
currently,
I guess
she might be back for individual.
Okay.
In a couple days.
Maybe. We're going to lose now to Russia.
In the team?
Yeah. We're going to lose. She is the star. Because even when she messes up, Even when Simone messes up, she's so good, she gets higher score because she does things that no one can do.
Yeah, I know.
So even when she gets the penalties and the messes up, we still win.
And she's been off since the beginning, but apparently the fact that her parents aren't there is really messing with her.
But you know,
with COVID, no one's allowed there. There's no fans in the stands, no parents are allowed, no families.
Parents were allowed.
I don't think so.
I was at first angry. I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Are you? Is this really why you're pulling out at this moment? But you know, I do believe that we should approach mental health in the same way we approach like a broken arm.
You always have.
It is not an injury you can see, but that doesn't mean it's less important. So, you know, if you have a broken arm, you go to a doctor and you get it fixed. If you're having a mental health issue, you need to go to a doctor. You need to work on that.
Right.
I guess me logically thinking, if she's having mental health, treat it like a broken bone. Pull off, focus on your health, get better.
Yeah. Okay. You know? Somebody says, listening to Roy being all in on Olympics talk. Roy, who are you?
My house doesn't into sports except Team USA and girls gymnastics. We watch the docuseries on all the YouTube videos. We're all in on Team USA.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle in Cherryville, good morning.
Good morning.
I know you're going to talk about another thing we were just discussing, but like, would you have watched the gymnastics tonight?
No, I'm not into that.
Okay.
Now, I'm into like ice skating, but that's pretty much it.
That's fun.
Yeah, Winter Olympics to me are more like almost more exciting than the Summer Olympics. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it's just weirder sports like the bobsled, the luge. You know, the ice skating's fun, but Michelle, I feel like I might be getting scammed. I got an email sent to me that says that somebody accidentally paid me on the Cash App, which is an app I did have at one time, although it wasn't on my phone now. And they said like, sorry, I accidentally sent you $65, which totally could happen. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to sign in through my email to send back the $65, but I don't even know if it's real or if it's a scam or not. So we were wondering, did you fall into something like this?
Well, it wasn't me, friend's mother at the time. She was currently looking for a job, and she ran across this website where she can be a secret shopper. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's someone who goes in, you know, in the fast foods and, you know, secret shops and rates at the end, you know, if they were good, if they were worth the money. But
they get
the money sent to them so they can spend that money for these secret shop places. So she was like, okay, well, maybe I could be one of those. And so she signed up for it, and they actually sent her a check in the mail for $2,000. And she cashed it and spent it. She never became a secret shopper. This was like, I'm going to say 10 years ago, maybe more, and nothing's happened since. So I don't think she's going to get in trouble for it now.
Wow. And they never came back for it?
No, they did not. She thought maybe two. But $2,000 is a lot to spend.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that they would send that money up front. But, Roy, you said you did the secret shopping thing.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Did they send you the money like that?
They don't send me the money up front. They send me at the end. I have to show receipts.
That's because Michelle's mother that she knew just screwed it up for everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks, Michelle. Have a great Tuesday, okay?
You too.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not touching this stupid thing. I'm just going to delete it then.
Probably a good idea.
The whole app, Cash App thing.
Maybe enjoy your $65 in 6 months.
Although, but I also checked my Bank of America account, and there's no plus $65 from the Cash App in there.
Because it's sitting in limbo. Mm.
And I will say, if the bank does this to you, you have to give the bank back, otherwise you owe it. Like, if the bank just puts $100,000 in your account, evidently you can't go on a shopping spree. Even though I think you should, because it's the bank's fault. They messed up.
Okay.
But for some odd reason, because of some laws, you have to give the money back to them.
So crazy.
561 says Square is not a traditional Cash App like Venmo. It's a payment processing company. If someone sets up an account, they're supposed to state what kind of business or goods or services are provided. So I'm not messing with that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm deleting it then. All right, thank you, everybody. You saved me. The prince in Kenya is not going to get his $65. What's this?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, somebody used to work with is stuck in Australia and needs money.
Oh, yeah, send the money, bud.
You should help.
Yeah.
You're
such a nice person. The website
is cdpu.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, that sounds legit.
You guys on the awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Fire the Ram, what's going on in Hollywood?
Well, I think we absolutely have to talk about the Olympics first and foremost, because if you're just waking up or getting the news, Simone Biles has removed herself from the gymnastics team at this point. And what everyone is reporting is that this could be a mental health thing.
She confirmed that in the interview.
Yeah.
They talked to her on NBC a little while ago when they were accepting their silver medals.
She said it was more of a mental thing is what she said. But I think if you ask some athletes, like, I don't know that that's, even if she said that, if that's fair to assume either. Because if you would ask an athlete, like, I don't know, is your personal life affecting, you know, what's on the court or whatever it may be, they may just say, like, yeah, it's just, like, I'm in my own head at this point.
But it wasn't because she was injured on a fall on an awkward land on the vault,
right,
which
was
we first heard.
Right.
She has pulled out, but there's nothing physically wrong with
that. That's right.
So, you know, a lot of people are weighing in both ways on Twitter.
Of course.
Yeah, I know. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens at this point, you know.
And everybody's different. Everybody handles things differently. You have to respect the athletes for whatever they choose to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, I try to look at it from her angle both ways. Like, will pulling out give her a harder, like, mental time later on, as opposed to, like, trying to work through this now and finishing?
But hold on a second. Let's be clear. She pulled out of the team event,
right,
and they lost to Russia.
She's not done with the Olympics totally.
She still has individual
right.
things that she could be part of. Maybe, maybe not. We'll wait and see.
Right. So I think that's the important thing, is to just give her some grace and let her figure it out
no
in her
doubt.
Own time. Either way.
Michael Jordan retired in the middle of his career, in the height of his career, and went and played baseball, okay? So everybody did something, and we all freaked out about it.
Mm-hmm. Michael Phelps, he said that he may never swim again. Well, maybe, because if his boys want him to come out of retirement, he may swim again.
In the Olympics, for the record, he will swim in a pool.
Oh, of course.
I had him over once. He's nonstop.
Oh,
that was
really?
Good.
Yeah.
Did you do laps around you?
Yeah, I have a kid pool, a little blow-up yeah. one. He was in and out, in and out.
Huh.
Look at my medals every 2 minutes. Mike, come on.
Okay. Gwen Stefani, if we're taking a real look at Hollywood today, Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale, they are exes, but she is now newly married to Blake Shelton, and they were just at a game, they're one of their kids' games together, and they kind of steered clear of each other, which I think is just nice for the other person.
He's not going to go up and congratulate her on the new relationship, especially if Blake was there too. That gets awky.
I guess so, but I mean, it's been so long since they've gotten their divorce too. I mean, at some point,
Coach Awky Momo,
you know, I'm the petty princess, but at some point I feel like I would have to say congratulations. I don't know.
Yeah,
is that
what?
Fair? Did I just have a breakthrough?
Maybe.
You need to work that out in your head a little bit more.
I know.
I think Simone Biles just heard about you, and she's like, oh, my God, what's she up to? Did she just say she would say congratulations to her ex-husband if he got remarried?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then my Bennifer update for today is A-Rod sent J-Lo some good vibes. J-Lo's sister posted a selfie of the two of them, and A-Rod liked it. So
there you go.
I think he's trying to be the bigger person there, too, since
good.
We're talking about congratulating the ex. But if you want more celebrity gossip, you can always head to kiss951.com, and I'm sure that the Olympic update will be there all day as well.
All right. Thank you so much, LeBrand. If you missed anything on the show, you can get the MRL On Demand replay. Just type in Manny Roy LeBrand wherever you get your podcast. Join us for the Charlotte Knights Thirsty Thursday. We're going to be on the porch, and you can come hang out with us. All you have to do is go to charlottenice.com, use code KISS, and you can come hang out with the whole Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show team.
That's this Thursday night, July 29th. Tickets are just $11, but you got to put promo code KISS in. And we approached the Knights a couple of months ago and said, hey, we want to really do something and get back with our friends that listen to the show. And they were like, sure, we'll give you the home run porch area. So we're just going to go and all hang out and drink and have a good time, watch the game. So please, if you love the show and you want to go hang and watch some good baseball, CharlotteKnights.com. And the promo code is
KISS. All right. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.